You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Garden City Searles Place, a nonprofit dedicated to giving artists a place and the time to work on their craft, has a new artist in residence. And this is the first time the organization has brought in an international artist. Laura Pellegrinelli lives in Switzerland, and she is a words collector. Joining us to talk more about her art and why she chose to skip over some big cities like New York and L.A. and come all the way to Boise is Laura, as well as Searles Place Director of Programming, Jody Eichelberger. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Laura, first, tell me about your art, because you call yourself a words collector.
Exactly. I'm here as a word collector, and I'm figuring out to collect many words as possible. And sorry, English is not my first language.
So that's even harder to collect words because you have to collect them in English.
Yeah,
here, right?
This is a challenge for me.
Right.
I love to challenge myself. And so even if I collect words in English and I don't understand a really English word, anyway, I can speak a little bit and understand a little bit. For me, it's important to connect people. Mm-hmm. Gathering word, and with this word, I'm figuring out to create some shapes. Anyway, I put this word that I don't understand in shape. It's as you give, as a visual artist, I give a shape to the word.
Okay, so Jody, explain some of what Laura has done then at this point, because you've been here for 2 weeks, Laura. So I've seen a couple of visuals of what you do, but how would you describe it for someone listening right now?
Well, one of the things that's fascinating and is maybe normal for Searles Place is it's really about the process. Mm-hmm. And, you know, eventually there maybe is a product. But the people who came to the workshop, one of the things that was presented to them is that Laura's creating some public art. And, you know, a lot of times we're like, oh, public art, that's something that's sitting in the middle of the park. Mm-hmm. And we go and see it and walk around it and go, huh, wonder what
that's
about.
That's pretty, yeah.
Yeah. Laura came to them with this idea of like, you were a part of creating this public art. First of all, I'm going to take words from you. And in her residency, she's focused on words related to growth.
And so timely here
yeah,
in our area, Laura.
Yeah. Exactly.
And she had worked before in a Gathering Words has been a longer project for you. You did one in a small town in Italy that was related to beauty. Is that right?
Exactly, because beauty is the most meaning in Italy. We always say beautiful, bello for everything.
Mm.
And so I gather 139 words. I have to say how I gather these words.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I got alphabet print stamps, and with each person that give me a word, they have to print in one sheet,
little strip of paper.
And with this is my material. I work with this paper.
Okay,
this word print, written word.
So when you so to understand this, if I'm understanding this right. So with it being growth, this is the theme of this artist in residence for you. It would be people coming to a workshop and saying, okay, a word that means growth to them.
Could be personal growth, or it could be about the growth of our town.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so then they come up with the word. They put it on that piece of paper. You collect the words and then make a piece of art.
A piece of art that could be a performance, an installation, a visual art object, or some videos, every type of art, anyway. And I collect word and idea, too, because I ask to the participant to give me some idea to transform this word. So it's a...
So you have a better understanding of that word or what they're trying to get across.
Yeah.
So like with beauty, she took the words that were printed on strips of paper and created a dress that was the physical object made of everyone's ideas of beauty.
So let's get back to this idea, because you're doing really what? Kind of a participatory art. And Jody, you mentioned this, that called Gathering Words. So this is something that community members can participate in while you're here, Laura?
Well, yeah, tomorrow we're doing the art bike tour. which unfortunately is sold out.
You're going to have to put another one in place, yeah. Jody.
But the people who are on that tour, when we arrive at Cyril's place, Laura's going to introduce them to her project, and then they're going to be put to work. They're going to be giving her words. And she might do some kind of performance even at the end of that, even though we're only going to be there for about 20 minutes, because that's the way the Art Bike Tour works. Mm-hmm. We roll in on our bikes. I'm actually even challenging Laura to ride a bike tomorrow, which apparently is not part of her.
It's not part of your residency, Laura?
No, it's a challenge, this too, and I think I'm really like, come on, dangerous.
English. You're like, come on, you're challenging yourself with English and now with a bicycle. And here you, and apparently you skipped over places like New York City and L.A. to specifically come to Boise, and we're now challenging you. Did you think this would happen?
I didn't get it. It's a challenge because I have only to swim in a river that I don't know. For me, it's take me alive to do new thing, mm-hmm. and to challenge myself, thing that I thought that I cannot do.
Right.
I have to do. And with this word, it connect me with the people because I know more the urban situation, mm-hmm. and I know more the environment that I explore. I'm exploring.
So when you gather these words tomorrow, you don't know then at this point what you may do with them. So if we get back to what happened in Italy with the word beauty and you create this dress, do you gather these words and then kind of figure out what to do with them?
Yes, of course. I have a sort of idea, 2-3 ideas, mm-hmm. to develop how to shape this word. But I'm hoping to change all my idea, mm-hmm. at the end if I come up the really good idea, the meaningful
right.
idea that it's more powerful.
So much of it really depends on those words that you get then and that participation from the community that you're in to kind of figure out that what that art will look like.
And she does have another workshop. She's done one workshop already and another workshop on June 1st. And some of the same people will be in that workshop, but we're also inviting new people to come. And that's at cyrilsplace.eventbrite.com. And they'll be giving words, but they're also participating in this conversation of like, well, then what do we do with these words? Mm. Is it a sculpture? Is it a dance? Is it a collection of videos? And she already has some footage from that first workshop of two people dialoguing with each other.
Oh, interesting.
And are they just talking to each other about growth? Was that what they did?
Yeah, exactly. Now, the first stamp, them their words.
Right.
And then I give them a sort of form survey.
A survey. Uh-huh.
That they can take ideas about the question that I wrote.
I need to wrap you up really quick, Laura, because we are running out of time. But I also want to say quickly, Jody, first Friday, a week from...
Yeah, it's coming up on June 7th, and Laura will be continuing to gather words, drawing first Friday at Cyril's Place, plus all of our other venues, up to 20 venues, and from 5:30 to 8:30 on that first Friday night.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest today, Laura Pellegrini, an artist in residence, and Cyril's Place Director of Programming, Jody Eichelberger. It is Friday. Enjoy it. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's also a long weekend, so I really hope you enjoy it. So we will see you back here on Tuesday.